switching to Geico is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, Geico makes it easy to switch, and you can contact your local agent for personalized assistance.
But if it's so easy, you might start thinking everything is easy, even jousting. And it's not. Just ask my cousin Ernie.
Well, if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds on car insurance. And you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might cause you to feel rich, which might lead you to hire a butler. Do you really need a butler?
Well, they do have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And they offer discounts to military and federal employees.
But after you switch, you might be so happy that you celebrate by doing the Running Man, and nobody does the Running Man anymore.
Well, Geico is the second largest car insurer in the country and has been saving people money for over 75 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to Geico. It's obviously a good idea.
Another one. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is your show that gets you caught up on the latest information going on and around the NBA. We've got a great show coming up for you this week. Have an interview with Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock. The young ladies are the host of the new Lanta podcast. It's a podcast that showcases anything and everything around the city of Atlanta. We discuss the current happenings going on with the Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young, and so much more. They're going to be coming up on this week's program. And of course, as always, I've got to start off with my top three storylines of what's currently going on in the NBA. I'm going to start with the New York Knicks. The Knicks are in the playoffs. Yeah, it sounds a little strange. It hasn't happened in a while, but yes, the New York Knicks are in the playoffs, and rightfully so. They've played well practically really since the month of April. The month of April was really their month when they really got going. And since the month of April, they have been on a roll. Julius Randle is definitely an MVP candidate. He's also going to be a candidate for a most improved player of the year. You know, but not just with Julius Randle's play. They've had Derrick Rose has had a resurgence this year coming off the bench and making his presence felt. You know, people almost forgot about Derrick Rose for a moment, but Derrick is showing signs of old D. Rose again, playing extremely well during the stretch. Also, you've got a great play from Alfred Payton that's been solid on the defensive side, but also you got Emmanuel Quickley's been really good. Alec Burks has been great. How about R.J. Barrett, man? In only his second year in the league, R.J. Barrett has really stepped his game up to a new level. The Knicks are definitely something. The Knicks have been a force to be reckoned with within the last several months of this regular season, and they definitely turned it up with their defense and their rebounding, and now they're going to be playing in the playoffs. It's been a long time since the New York Knicks have been relevant. As I said earlier, the small market teams in the NBA, when they do well, it's great. But when you have the big market teams like New York and L.A. and Boston and Chicago, it's extremely well for the NBA. But a big ups to the New York Knicks for it's been a long one. It's been a long drought. But I'm happy that the Magic is back at Madison Square Garden and they're in the playoffs. My next storyline is going to be the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks haven't been in the playoffs in 5 years. And Lloyd Pierce was let go early in the year. They had the interim head coach with the Hawks and Nate McMillan. And I remember very wholeheartedly how Nate McMillan was such a defensive presence with the Seattle Sonics. And he's taken a lot of that grit and brought it to the Hawks. And it's paid off because now the Hawks are in the playoffs. The Hawks have been really playing well, similar to the Knicks. Really said, well, the Knicks got going in the month of April. Atlanta got going in the month of March, like right before the All-Star break. That's when things really got going. Trae Young, what can you say about Trae Young? Just one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. He's awesome in his own right. Clint Capella, the league's leading rebounder. Clint Capella's been very, very good in the paint. And I'll talk more about the Hawks and get more in-depth with the Hawks with my interview a little bit later with Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock from the New Lanta podcast. But, you know, Trae Young, Clint Capella, Danilo Gallinari, and John Collins has really been underrated during his time with the Hawks. The Hawks are one of those teams that they've been under the radar for a long time. They haven't been in the playoffs in 5 years, but now they're back and they're going to be in the playoffs. So it's going to be interesting what the Hawks do going forward. And for my last storyline is going to be the Professional Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. This year's inductees, the class of 2021 is outstanding. We have a two-time NBA champion, Rudy Tomjanovic. We also have a former Baylor head women's basketball coach and current LSU women's basketball coach, Kim Mulkey. We also have a former coach, Barbara Stevens, a four-time Olympic gold medalist and WNBA champion, Tamika Catchings. We can't forget about KG, Kevin Garnett, the big fundamental, Tim Duncan, and, of course, you know, it's hard for me to say this, but also for a lot of people as well, entering this year's Hall of Fame class of 2021 is the late great Kobe Bryant, aka the Black Mamba. What could you say about the Black Mamba? The man was consistent in everything he did on the basketball court. 18-time All-Star, 5-time NBA champion, 2-time Finals MVP. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I know I saw recent pictures and recent videos of Vanessa and the children, and they've been really strong during this the tragic death of not only Kobe but also the daughter, Gianna Bryant, or affectionately known as Gigi. And you know, the sad thing about this, is that not only did Kobe die so young, but he was entering the second act of his life. You know, we saw he won an Academy Award for the animation film This Is Basketball, I believe that's the name of it, This Is Basketball. And, you know, Kobe was entering a new world getting into the world of documentaries and short films and in animation. And he was also entering the sector in the business world. He was becoming a force to be reckoned with. He was on Wall Street at the New York Stock Exchange. And, you know, it was just, he was really coming into his own in the second career. But we know about the tragic incident that happened with him, his daughter Gigi, and then the rest of those victims that lost their lives on that tragic day. I'm sorry, he won an Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film. The name of the movie was called Dear Basketball. And it's going to be an emotional one. The induction ceremony is going to be an emotional one. And rest in peace to the Black Mamba, man. Kobe Bryant, man. What a one of those once in a lifetime talents, man. He was definitely must see TV, and I know he was around the time, came out right around the time with a Tim Duncan, with the Kevin Garnett. So man, this is it's going to be an emotional one with at the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. Congratulations to all the inductees that have been that are going to be entering in at the Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. And rest in peace to the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant, and also my heart goes out to Vanessa and Natalia and the rest of the children, of course, Kobe's family during this time. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll have the current league leaders, the standings, and I'll get you caught up on the playoff spots what's going on in the NBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim. But before we go to break, here's the late, great Kobe Bryant in an interview with Lewis Howes talking about work ethic and mindset.
Who was your greatest teacher growing up? Because you had an interesting childhood being in Italy for a while, coming back to Philadelphia, I think it was.
Yeah.
Who was the greatest teacher for you in those early days?
That's funny. I had a lot of them. You know, my parents were great. You know, growing up, you know, they instilled in me the importance of imagination, of curiosity. Understanding that, okay, if you want to accomplish something, I'm not just going to sit here and say, yes, you can do whatever you want. Mm. Yes, you can, but you have to also put in the work to get there, right? So they taught me that at a really early age, man. And when you grow up as a kid thinking that the world is your oyster, and all things are possible if you put in the work to do it, you know, you grow up having that fundamental belief.
Yeah. Who was more influential for you, your father or mother?
Both were influential at different points.
Yeah.
Right. My mom was there on a daily basis. My father was really influential at a really critical time where I had a summer where I played basketball when I was like 10 or 11 years old in a very prominent summer league in Philadelphia called the Sunny Hill League, where my father played, my uncle played, and they were like all-time greats and
yeah.
sort of stuff. And Wilt Chamberlain played in the league, you know, Earl of Pearl Monroe played in the league. And here I come playing, and I don't score 1 point the entire summer.
Really?
Not one.
How old were you?
11, 10, 11.
And you're playing against other 10, 11-year-olds?
Uh-huh.
Or, and you didn't score once?
Not one.
Were you in the game?
I was in the game.
How did you not score?
Because I was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
At 10, 11 years old, you were that
awful.
Terrible.
I mean, and I had these big knee pads on because I was growing really fast. And I had socks all the way up here, and I had like the high top
skinny,
fade,
yeah,
like skinny as hell. And I scored not a free throw, not a nothing, not a lucky shot, not a breakaway layup, 0 points. And I remember crying about it and being upset about it. And my father just gave me a hug and said, "Listen, whether you score zero or score 60, I'm going to love you no matter what."
Wow.
Now that is.
Find inspiration in timeless stories of sacrifice and resilience. Find inspiration in little victories and Herculean tasks, in facing trying times together and overcoming the odds as one. The National World War II Museum in New Orleans is now open, so you can find inspiration in all of these places, and especially within yourself. Visit nationalww2museum.org for timed tickets and safety information.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
The most.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do? You make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours. In store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse. Charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved. It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved. It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
All right, everybody, welcome back to this edition of At the Rim. Let's get you caught up currently on who are the current league leaders in the NBA. Let's start with points per game. Steph Curry remains the league leader in points per game. Steph is the leading scorer from the Golden State Warriors. He's averaging 31.8 points per game. Coming in at number two is Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 31.4 points per game. Coming in third is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He's averaging 28.9 points per game. Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers is fourth. He's averaging 28.5 points per game. Coming in at fifth is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 28.4 points per game. And coming in sixth is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 28 points per game. The next category is rebounds per game. The leader in rebounds is Clint Capella from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 14 rebounds a game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 13.5 rebounds per game. Coming in at number three is Jonas Valanciunas from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's averaging 12.5 rebounds per game. Coming in at fourth is Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 12 rebounds a game. Coming in at fifth is Nikola Vucevic from the Chicago Bulls. And then coming in at sixth is Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards. The next category is assists per game. Mr. Triple-Double himself, Russell Westbrook, he's averaging 11.8 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 9.4 assists per game. Tied for third in assists per game is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns and Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors. Luka Doncic comes in fifth, and then Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets is sixth. And by the way, speaking of Russell Westbrook, congratulations to Russell Westbrook for passing Oscar Robertson this week as the NBA's all-time leader in career triple-doubles. He currently has 182 triple-doubles. Congratulations again to Russell Westbrook. Excuse me. Now let's move along now to steals per game. Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat leads the league in steals per game with 2.1 steals. Coming in at number two is T.J. McConnell from the Indiana Pacers. Coming in third is Draymond Green. Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors is fourth, followed by Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks. And Matisse Thybulle from the Philadelphia 76ers is sixth. The next category is blocks per game. Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz is the leader in blocks per game. Coming in at number two is Nerlens Noel from the red-hot New York Knicks. Clint Capella is third, followed by Chris Boucher from the Toronto Raptors is fourth. Jakob Poeltl from the San Antonio Spurs is fifth, and then Robert Williams from the Boston Celtics is sixth. The next category is field goal percentage. Rudy Gobert, again, leading the league in field goal percentage. He's shooting 67% from the field. Rashawn Holmes is number two from the Sacramento Kings, followed by Robin Lopez is third from the Washington Wizards. DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns is fourth, and then tied for fifth is Montrezl Harrell from the Los Angeles Lakers and Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. Leading the league in three-point percentage is Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets, followed by Bobby Portis in second from the Milwaukee Bucks. Marcus Morris is third from the Los Angeles Clippers. Kevin Durant is fourth from the Brooklyn Nets. Lou Pinard is fifth from the Los Angeles Clippers, excuse me. And then coming in sixth is Joe Ingles from the Utah Jazz. Next category is three-point field goals made. Again, Steph Curry remains the league leader in three-point field goals made. Coming in at number two is Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings. Coming in at third is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. Duncan Robinson of the Miami Heat is fourth, and then Terry Rozier from the Charlotte Hornets is fifth. Next category that we have is free throw percentage. Leading the league in free throw percentage is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. He's shooting at 93%. Coming in at number two is Damian Lillard. Coming in third is Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. Coming in at fourth is Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets. Coming in at fifth is Steph Curry. And then sixth is Kobe White from the Chicago Bulls. And then the last category that we have is minutes per game. Leading the league in minutes per game is Julius Randle from the New York Knicks. Coming in number two is Fred VanVleet, followed by Russell Westbrook is in the third spot. In fourth place is Harrison Barnes from the Sacramento Kings. And then tied for fifth is Domantas Sabonis and Damian Lillard. Those are your current league leaders in the NBA. Now, let's get you caught up on the current standings in the NBA. Starting off with the Eastern Conference, the Philadelphia 76ers have clinched the conference. They are the number one seed in the East. They have a record of 48 wins and 23 losses. Coming in at number two are the Brooklyn Nets with a record of 46 and 24. Coming in third is Milwaukee with a record of 45 and 25. The Atlanta Hawks are fourth with a record of 40 and 31. The Miami Heat are fifth with a record of 39 and 31. The New York Knicks are sixth with a record of 39 and 31. The Boston Celtics are currently seventh with a record of 35 and 35. The Charlotte Hornets are eighth with Charlotte Hornets coming in eighth, and the Indiana Pacers are ninth. They both have records of 33 and 37. And then we have the Chicago Bulls the Washington Wizards come in 10th spot with a record of 33 and 38. Excuse me. And then we currently have the Chicago Bulls come in 11th at 30 and 40. Now let's get you to the Western Conference, and man, it's been a dogfight all season long, and it continues to be a dogfight as we get closer to the end of the regular season and get ahead to the play-in tournament. The Utah Jazz are currently at the number one spot at the moment. They have a record of 51 wins and 20 losses. The Phoenix Suns are next at number two with a record of 49 and 21. The Denver Nuggets are third with a record of 47 and 24. The Los Angeles Clippers are fourth with a record of 47 and 24. The Dallas Mavericks are currently fifth with a record of 42 and 29. The Portland Trail Blazers have a record of come in sixth with a record of 41 and 30. The Los Angeles Lakers are seventh with a record of 40 and 30. The Golden State Warriors are eighth with a record of 38 and 33. The Memphis Grizzlies are ninth with a record of 38 and 33, and the San Antonio Spurs are at 10th, in the 10th spot with a record of 33 and 37. All right, let's get you caught up on currently who holds playoff spots at the moment. As this show is airing, the Philadelphia 76ers have the number one spot. They have clinched the conference. They are in. They have clinched the conference, and they have the number one seed. Meanwhile, the Brooklyn Nets have clinched a playoff spot. The Milwaukee Bucks have clinched their division. They are in the playoffs. Also, Atlanta, Miami, and New York are all in. And Boston, Charlotte, Indiana, and Washington have all clinched the play-in position. So, again, Philly, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Atlanta, Miami, and New York have all clinched playoff spots, and Boston, Charlotte, Indiana, and Washington will all play in the play-in tournament on the Eastern Conference side. And again, Chicago, Toronto, Cleveland, Orlando, and Detroit have all been eliminated. Now, the Western Conference is still some moving parts in this, so here's how it is. Utah and Phoenix have clinched their divisions. They have not clinched the conference yet because, again, there's only a couple of games left in the regular season. So it's going to come down to the wire in this one. But Utah and Phoenix have clinched playoff spots, but they have not clinched the conference. Neither one of these teams have clinched the conference yet because it's so close. Meanwhile, Denver and the Los Angeles Clippers have clinched playoff spots. Dallas has clinched its playoff spot as well. They've also clinched it. Dallas, Utah, and Phoenix have all clinched their divisions. Now, Golden State, Memphis, and San Antonio have all clinched positions to play in the play-in tournament for the Western Conference. Portland and L.A., we won't know until it depends on what happens because right now, because of the records, they're so close. one of these teams, depending on how it plays out with tiebreakers and who wins out in these final games of the regular season, one of these teams will either get the playoff spot, or one of these teams, depending on what happens, will wind up playing in the play-in game. And I tell you what, Portland has been okay as of late. LA has really turned it up as of late. They're currently on a 3-game winning streak, so it's going to be interesting. Again, it's never a dull moment in the Western Conference. So again, here's the play on the West, in the West: Utah, Phoenix, Denver, Los Angeles Clippers, and Dallas have all clinched playoff spots. Portland and the L.A. Lakers are battling for the last playoff spot, depending on what happens in the final days of the regular season. But Golden State, Memphis, and San Antonio have all clinched their positions to play in the play-in tournament. So it's going to be a lot going on within these final days of the regular season. It's going to be a lot of fun, and stay tuned for that. I know I can't wait as well. All right, when we come back from the break, I have interviews with Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock, host of the New Atlanta podcast. We talk Atlanta Hawks basketball. Also, we talk Trae Young and the celebrity presence at Hawks games and so much more. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Switching to GEICO is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, GEICO makes it easy to switch, and you can contact your local agent for personalized assistance.
But if it's so easy, you might start thinking everything is easy, even jousting. And it's not. Just ask my cousin Ernie.
Well, if you switch to GEICO, you could save hundreds on car insurance. And you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might cause you to feel rich, which might lead you to hire a butler. Do you really need a butler?
Well, they do have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And they offer discounts to military and federal employees.
But after you switch, you might be so happy that you celebrate by doing the Running Man, and nobody does the Running Man anymore.
Well, GEICO is the second largest car insurer in the country and has been saving people money for over 75 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to GEICO. It's obviously a good idea. Switching to GEICO is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, GEICO makes it easy to switch, and you can contact your local agent for personalized assistance.
But if it's so easy, you might start thinking everything is easy, even jousting. And it's not. Just ask my cousin Ernie.
Well, if you switch to GEICO, you could save hundreds on car insurance. And you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might cause you to feel rich, which might lead you to hire a butler. Do you really need a butler?
Well, they do have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And they offer discounts to military and federal employees.
But after you switch, you might be so happy that you celebrate by doing the Running Man, and nobody does the Running Man anymore.
Well, GEICO is the second largest car insurer in the country and has been saving people money for over 75 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to GEICO. It's obviously a good idea.
Hey, imagine if all...
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do? You! Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours. In store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse. Charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
All your frustrations about advertising your business could be solved right now. You should know that podcast listeners are more engaged and higher converting than any other advertising medium. So try AdHub today and reap the rewards of Spreaker's self-advertising platform. It makes it as effortless as ever to be heard by thousands, regardless of the listening app they use. Visit Spreaker.com/AdHub. That's Spreaker.com/AdHub. And start using your advertising dollars in an impactful way.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate.
the
I did my thing with these braids meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Competition never waits. Take your gear on the go with a custom pack built to protect it, because any place can be an arena. Game on. The Tumi Esports Capsule. Available on Tumi.com and select Tumi stores.
Dietz and Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Bogey.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It keeps a...
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
This is your new home speaking. I know you haven't moved in yet, but I need some favors. Could you dust the blinds? The dust makes me feel dusty. Also, we could save a lot of money if you bundled your home and car insurance with Geico. It's super easy to do online or over the phone. Last favor, when you move in, could you stick to one aesthetic? The last owner had a weird mix of floral wallpaper and nautical tchotchkes, and I can't have another identity crisis.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
Mid floor to Trae Young. Hachimura has him in a switch. Step back, top of the key for two.
Well, when you switch a big guy on Trae.
Hold on, Tony Snell.
What, again, Trae here goes into the bag of tricks.
He's this guy, is not afraid to mix it up. Trae, nice pass. And he finds Capella for the
shot, and then he gets under the defense, get almost under the basket.
Westbrook, a 31% three-point shooter this year. Trae for three. Got it.
It doesn't have the same bounce he had in game one.
Oh, my. Perfect lob to Capella. It's just a thing of beauty. Look at the timing, the placement, and the finish. Tim Duncan, bank hook shot. Old Duke Duke. Inside.
Now joins us from courtside, Trae Young with 33 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. All right, Trae, down 13 in that fourth quarter. What was the key to the turnaround and the comeback win?
Just not to give up. We were fighting all game, shots weren't going our way.
Russ was playing crazy out of his mind, and I mean, we just needed to keep fighting and keep believing, and that's what we did.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN and Valley Sports Southeast, and you heard Atlanta Hawks guard Trae Young say they didn't give up, and they didn't give up as they had a successful victory over the Washington Wizards to clinch a playoff spot. And I have two ladies on the program that are huge sports fans, particularly Atlanta sports, to talk about this resurgence of the Atlanta Hawks this year and them getting into the playoffs. We want to welcome the host of the New Lanta podcast, Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program, ladies. So let's start off with the Atlanta Hawks. Man, they have not been into the playoffs in 5 years. Trae Young is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. And I don't know who would want to start off first. Bonnie, I'll let you go first. Trae Young is only entering his second year in the league. But I want to ask you, when you found out Trae Young was being drafted by the Hawks, what was your reaction?
You know, I have to say that this is probably the best question for Millie because she does love Trae Young. But,
okay.
I mean, when I first heard Trae Young was getting drafted, I was pretty excited. I thought it would be a great new phase for Atlanta, especially since, you know, we just haven't been making a lot of noise. And Trae Young is entertaining, and that's what Atlanta stands for. And he's just going to be a great addition to the Hawks.
Awesome. Okay, well, Millie, the same questions for you. What were your thoughts when you heard that the Hawks were going to be drafting Trae Young?
Well, I thought it was going to be a really great move for Atlanta to activate their offense as far as just, you know, having a really good scorer on the court. You know, when Trae was in Oklahoma, he was really known for his shooting ability. So bringing him to the Hawks seems like the best way to kind of restart the program and get them kind of back on track. I thought it was definitely a good move for the Hawks to bring, like, some energy to the team.
Well, you know, ladies, with Trae Young joining the roster, the Hawks have really done a big turnaround in such a short amount of time. This is only, again, as I said earlier, it's only his second year in the league, and, man, he has really made strides. I'm looking at some of the statistics right here. In the month of March, the Hawks went 9-4. In the month of April, they went 11-6. And so far in the month of May, as this program is airing, they've gone 4-1. And Trae Young has really been a key component in the roster, well, on this team, I should say, but also Clint Capella. Clint Capella has been an awesome addition to the Hawks. He's currently the league leader in rebounds. Millie, I'm going to start with you. Well, can you just kind of give me your thoughts on Clint's play this season?
Wow, I really think that Clint has helped round out the big men on the court. He really provides a lot of assistance on the board and is a force to be reckoned with in the paint. You know, last night I think he had 17 points, but he was definitely – him and John Clint combined for 17 rebounds, so he's not to be played with down there. I really think it was a really good addition. Even though we had to wait on him a little bit, the wait was definitely worth it.
Indeed, it's definitely worth it. And you mentioned, Millie, that Clint Capella is such an awesome presence in the paint. Again, he's currently, the league's leading rebounder throughout much of this regular season. Bonnie, I'll ask you the same question. Just give me your thoughts on Clint Capella and his play this season.
I mean, one thing I really love about Clint Capella is the fact that he will step up. You can trust him in the paint to protect anybody that decides to attack the basket. And I would have to say that he's probably going to get Defensive Player of the Year. You know, if we see the Hawks continue to go through the playoffs, I love a big man that, one, is not scared to step up and really try to block a shot. He's collected a triple-double with 10 blocks in one night. So I think that he is definitely, like Millie said, a force to be reckoned with. And you don't want to play when you come into the paint to face Clint Capella.
Rightfully so, man. It's really special when you have to play in the front court, especially in the paint. And like you ladies put so eloquently, you know, you can't play around. And definitely Clint has really made his presence felt this season. You know, Millie, you mentioned about John Collins. John Collins, I think, has been an underrated player for the Hawks for quite some time. Just kind of give me your thoughts on John and what he brings to the table as far as, like, tangibles and his skill set.
Well, John's size is really kind of, like, ambiguous. He's very tall, you know, strong in the paint, but he can also step out to the three-point line and give you some really clutch threes that you need to reactivate the offense, especially as we saw last night. You know, he played his role as a big man, but was also out there taking threes to reactivate the offense when they were going on that scoring drought. So I think him growing as a player, you know, we saw him miss a lot of games last season, and a lot of people felt like, you know, had John been able to play, the Hawks would have been in a different position, because him and Trey do have a connection, with John Collins now having Bogan, Bogdanovich, and Clint Capella to assist him down in the paint. I think it really, like, frees him up to see his real potential and his real skill set level, which is being, you know, active on the board and then also popping out for the three-point shot.
All right, Bonnie, same question. Your thoughts on John Collins?
I mean, I just have to reiterate everything that Millie said. I mean, I thought it's great to see that John Collins is kind of coming into his own. We're seeing him shoot more, and because of the help down low, it's like he doesn't feel as much pressure. And we love to see the chemistry that him and Trey do have on the court. It does make, one, just great basketball, and two, it's almost unstoppable. They just keep going. So I just have to kind of reiterate everything Millie said. I mean, I love to watch John Collins as a player just grow. I hate that we did have to miss him last season, and I definitely feel like we would have been in a different position. But here we are now, and John Collins is healthy, and we've got a lot of healthy players coming back. So I like to see it.
Awesome. Now, Millie, you mentioned about Bogdan Bogdanovich, and excuse me, this question is presented to both of you ladies, and whoever wants to answer first. Bogdan Bogdanovich has been a huge contributor for this team this year, but also Danilo Gallinari has played pretty well this year with his three-point shooting. Just whoever wants to answer first, just kind of give me your thoughts on Bogdan and Danilo.
I personally love Danilo. I think that he's a great sixth man. He's went from averaging 11 points to 16 points, so you're definitely seeing him step up and do great on offense and become a good addition to just the Hawks in general.
Yeah, and okay. I'll speak on Bogdan. I really think, again, the strength of the Atlanta Hawks backcourt is really, really good. I mean, you really couldn't wish for more active big men such as Bogdan. You know, the fact that he is as tall as he is and able to, you know, step out on the three and take those shots. Like last night, we saw him do it again. Like, it just is really great to see these players who, you know, don't put as much pressure on Trey to have, like, really, really high average nights, but he's still able to do that because he can dish it to them and count on them to make crucial shots. But,
okay,
yeah, Bogdan has had, like, over 40% games, like, from field goals, so it's really just awesome to see that.
Oh, yeah, it is awesome to hear. And he's had a fine season this year doing what he does best at playing the guard position at 6'6". I want to talk now, ladies, about the head coach of the Hawks, Nate McMillan. And I don't know if you ladies remember, but I remember very well when Nate McMillan was playing for the Seattle Supersonics, or later the Seattle Sonics. And Nate McMillan was one of the premier defensive players in the NBA, and now he's the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. And again, the Hawks are now in the playoffs, but I want to ask, I'm going to start off with you, Bonnie. What do you think Coach McMillan has brought to this Hawks team?
I think that, you know, and I love Lloyd Pierce. I think that he was a great coach, so nothing's taken away from him, but I think that the way that McMillan communicates with the athletes and just maybe the connection that he makes with them is kind of what has really brought them to where they are now. Like under his coaching, they have gone 25 and 11 And that just kind of showcases, like, the his style might just fit them better. He is defensive heavy, which I think as well Lloyd was as well, but maybe just Cation. We're starting to see in the fourth quarter that the Hawks used to be a very bad fourth quarter team. I think they were, like, ranked last, but now we're starting to see that they can perform under pressure. They are bringing the points up in the fourth quarter. We saw that last night. I think they were down by 10, and they were able to come back and win the game. So I think that I hope to see McMillan continue to coach, if not somebody along the same lines. But I think he's doing a great job, and I think I'm excited to see what he's going to do in the playoffs and just step it up with our team.
Okay, and Millie, what give me your thoughts on Coach McMillan with the Hawks.
Yeah, I like how he's able to put the pieces on the floor together. Even when he does put in bench players, I think he has a way of putting in the right players at the right time to give your premier players some breathing room, as well as giving those bench players the chance to really elevate their game. And, you know, being able to rely on your players. I think he just is able to connect the dots just a little bit better than Lloyd Pierce. You know, I think especially when you see the substitutions coming out, like he just has a better feel of who's going to gel well together on the court.
All right. And, you know, Bonnie and Millie, Lou Williams had some great seasons before in his first stint with the Atlanta Hawks. And then, of course, he played with the Los Angeles Clippers. Then he had time with the Philadelphia 76ers and then playing with Toronto and the L.A. Lakers and in Houston. But he was, when the trade deadline came up, he was traded back to the Atlanta Hawks in a deal to send Rajon Rondo to the Clippers. Now, I know Lou was very upset about that in the beginning because he wanted to stay in L.A., but sometimes in life we don't always get what we want, and certainly that's the same sentiment in business and in professional sports. So Lou is back with the Atlanta Hawks, and Rajon Rondo is with the Clippers. This is like a two-part question, so whoever wants to go first, you know, you have the option as well. Lou Williams, what has been the big question number one? What has been the biggest difference between Lou Williams and Rajon Rondo? And then question number two is, where does Lou fit in the current situation with the Hawks?
Well, I have to say the difference is that since we've gotten Lou Williams, they haven't lost a game. So, I mean, I love Rajon Rondo. I'm a big fan of Rondo, but I don't think that he fits the pieces that we needed here in Atlanta. And that's why we had to trade him. I think Lou does a very good job of just giving Trey a break and him being able to go in and do his own thing. But what was the second part to your question?
The second part of the question is, what does Lou bring to the table as a member of the Hawks?
I mean, other than just his offensive game, I mean, he does a good job at coming off the bench and just still bringing the same momentum, bringing the same energy. It's not like it dies when Trey gets off the court. It's like it's still there when Lou comes in.
All right, fair enough. And Millie, you know, you can piggyback on what Bonnie was saying.
Yeah, I think the best part about Lou Williams is, yes, his ability to be that perfect six man, but also the fact that I think he sees the floor really well. Last night he had 5 assists, even though he had limited minutes. You know, in 13 minutes you have 5 assists, but you're creating options for other players. He's a very unselfish guard, which is, you know, kind of rare to see in the game today. So it's really nice to see that, especially for the Hawks, because it does keep the flow of the game going. And then on top of that, you know, he does also provide some points. So he's not just, you know, passing the ball around. He's, you know, assisting, making those plays on the glass, getting those rebounds, being aggressive in the paint, and then also attacking the glass and giving points to the game. So he really just keeps the game going, so that if the team needs a chance to, like, be like, okay, let's refocus, like we saw last night against the Wizards, there was a dogfight, tooth and nail. So he gives the coach, I feel like he gives coaches a good amount of time to restructure while also being able to be trusted on the court to make important plays.
All right, fair enough. And thank you so much, ladies, for explaining that with Lou Williams and the differences between him and Rajon Rondo. You know, we talk about the Hawks and, you know, not just the Hawks being present in Atlanta, but just really you have the Hawks, the Falcons, and the Braves, and the Atlanta United, and Atlanta, a really sports-heavy town. I want to ask specifically about the fan base with the Atlanta Hawks, like pre-COVID. Were fans really supporting the Hawks?
Yes, I would say so. I would say so. It's you know, in Atlanta, supporting the games is really hard because just like when you see the team on the court failing in the fourth quarter, you kind of see the crowd doing the same thing when that happens. But I really think that, you know, Atlanta will always come out and support, but once they see you losing, they kind of have to, you know, hide their faces and turn away. But I think there's always been support for Atlanta sports teams. It's just, I think, hard to watch our teams go through so much loss consistently.
Mm-hmm. All right, Millie, the question's yours.
Oh, that was me. That was me.
I'm so sorry. Well, no problem. Well, Bonnie, Bonnie, the floor is yours.
Yeah. I think I have to agree with Millie. I think we do support all of our teams. I want to say more so we become particularly athletes, or like certain athletes become our favorites more so, and we just enjoy them. I know, you know, Trey is always people's favorite. You know, Julio Jones at one point. Like, you pick people that you just really love and you want to just support them because it is hard to continuously see us lose. I think Atlanta United did help us a lot. You saw a lot of camaraderie come together. If you've ever been to an Atlanta United game, it's just absolutely fun. You're standing the whole time. Everybody's cheering. And it was nice to get a win from them because it just showed, like, okay, Atlanta's not cursed. Like, we can do it. But
right.
I think at some point you do kind of just be like, okay, well, these are my favorite. This is my favorite person on this team. This is my favorite person on this team, and I go and support that. And now that we're seeing the Hawks go into the playoffs, you know, I think that you'll see more fan support. You'll see more Hawks jerseys. And that's the exciting part about Atlanta is that we have all the teams and that you can support all the teams and you can wear all the jerseys and you can attend every single game, every single season.
Yeah,
I wanna
everything's
stay
so close together.
Right, right. And everything is so close together. And I want to stay just with Atlanta Hawks fans for a moment. We know Atlanta for a while, for, you know, over three decades has been a city where people move there to start new lives. But there's also have been a culture of black celebrities. I want to know how, Bonnie, I'll start with you. What do celebrities in Atlanta go to the Hawks games?
Oh, absolutely. I think that there's also a notion that everybody in Atlanta is a celebrity, but, you know, it's always nice to go to an Atlanta game. You'll see celebrities always sitting, not even just will be in the stands, and they're always very nice. I think it's like when you go out in Atlanta, you feel like a celebrity and you're also meeting other celebrities. So it's nothing new to see a Cardi or a Mulatto sitting on the side, and they enjoy watching the Hawks. The Hawks are entertaining. Trey does make a very good game, and you want to come and see them play and then experience our new facility.
All right, Millie, same question I just asked Bonnie. What are your thoughts on just what is the celebrity presence like at Atlanta Hawks games?
Strong. I can't tell you how many times Quavo has been to a game. Oh my gosh, he's like, if Courtside had a membership, I think Quavo and 2 Chainz have it. So I really think that if you go to a Hawks game and you don't see a celebrity, that's really, really weird. And they also do things in different ways. Like, it's not just like the Courtside seats. Like, they also have an area, I think it's like called like the Budweiser spot, and like they give them like a can of Budweiser, you know. I just really think that it's the best place to go. I really love being in State Farm Arena. You know, it's very, very unique. Like, even from the front when you walk in with the Dominique Wilkins statue and just the way that it looks in the front, and then you go in, it's just very high-tech in there and updated. And there's really not a bad seat in the house. Like, it's very easy to see the action. So, yeah, I definitely think for celebrities, it's a powerhouse for sure. I can't say how many games there have been 2 Chainz spotting or Gucci Mane or all that.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because when watching Hawks games, I do see Quavo really, championed the Hawks in two chains as well, but particularly Quavo, not just wearing Hawks jerseys and wearing Hawks paraphernalia, but also just Atlanta sports in general. I would say Quavo has really been the champion for that for a while now. And I want to ask you ladies, is were you guys old enough to remember watching Hawks games at the Omni?
No.
No?
I do remember. I've gone a couple of times. It's not as nice as State Farm, but I mean,
okay,
that's night and day.
Okay, is this Millie?
Yeah, That was Bonnie.
Okay, well, Bonnie, I'll add this question could be directed to you. For the memories that you had of watching games at the Omni, what was, in your opinion, what's the biggest difference between the Omni and the State Farm Arena?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I could definitely run through a list, and I was very young, too, like, going, but it's the facilities, like, right now, the State Farm facility, they even have – I got to experience for the first time the Delta section, and you can just get free food, free drinks, and it's just – it's up-to-date. It's modern. It makes it more of like a casual bar hangout versus like the Omni. You were kind of just coming to watch the game. You would get food, you know, hang out for a little bit around the arena, and then you'd come and sit down. But now they've made it where, like, access to watching the game, there's access to seeing the game on the court floor when you're coming out to just get to your seats. I mean, it's so high-tech. It's beautiful. You know, I think the Omni did what it could do at the time, but, of course, an upgrade is always needed, and the State Farm Arena did not disappoint.
All right, rightfully so. Yeah, it's nothing like new arenas, I tell you, but the magic of – just what once was, man, it definitely raises the legacy of the franchise. And now, I want to start off with Millie for a moment. Dominique Wilkins era was phenomenal in Atlanta. He wasn't, I mean, if you watch, you had the chance to watch his games, and of course you watch him on YouTube, you know, they called him the human highlight film. And if you don't believe me, just hear it out for yourself when you watch his highlights on YouTube. His era, along with Spud Webb, Doc Rivers, and Kevin Willis, was amazing. And then, of course, the Dikembe Mutombo era was fantastic as well. Do you think this current era, the Trae Young era, will be just as exciting as those previous eras?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that Trae Young's era also includes a lot of, I don't know. You know what, now that I think about it, because, like, I feel like LeBron is, like, still considered in this era, but he kind of came out in the later 2000s, you know? But I think we are seeing some active players. I mean, we've got Luka, you know, who's also a really, really great player out of Dallas. And, oh, my gosh, I'm trying to think of other people now. But, yeah, I think we're seeing a lot of people, especially guards, that are coming up. You know, it's like the resurgence of the guard players as well. I mean, as well as, you know, big players like Zion, you know. So I think we do have really strong teams. And we're seeing the Ball brothers, you know, that's always exciting to see. They just played against each other, and that was really cool to see that. Like, it feels like there's a lot more competition in the air right now, not to mention Steph Curry, you know, doing his thing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, those names are phenomenal. Steph and Luka and the Ball brothers, especially. Boy, what a rookie year LaMelo has had this year. And Bonnie, same question for you. Do you think the Trae Young era will be exciting as the previous eras in the ATL?
I don't know if it's just because I've gotten older why I don't feel like it's going to be as exciting. I mean, when you go back and you watch Dominique Wilkins and Mutombo and just Michael Jordan and Larry Bird. Like, when I think of that era, I think of just full, like, the rivalry ran very deep. Like, they hated each other for real, especially, like, on court. But, of course, they could always still come together and dap each other up. But it was just, like, you could really feel the competition. And I've always been, I mean, I played basketball, and I played in the time where it was, like, a transition between you have the true post, the true centers. But now, you know, you start seeing a lot of, even like post players, they kind of play this four out, one in, five out kind of thing, and it's mostly a three-point game now versus, like, you know, when you're seeing Dominique Wilkins go in and, like, drive, it's, like, all in the paint, and he's just, you know, he's jumping. He's always at the rim. So So just that to me is what makes basketball exciting. I love to see Steph Curry, definitely one of my favorites. I love to see, of course, we've talked about Trey a billion times. You know, Blake Griffin did come in for a minute and do his thing where he was definitely somebody that you want to see dunk. But I just don't feel the same energy. I feel like back then, 80s, 90s basketball was just very different. It was very competitive, and I like to watch the old school basketball play. And I love the shorts. I'm a woman, and I love the old school shorts.
Oh, all righty then. Well, hey, she had to be honest about that. So there you go. Yeah, definitely is nothing like 80s, 90s basketball. I tell you that. Just a whole different game. It's I would say the game was more fundamentally sound, and also the hand-checking rule was still in effect on the defensive side. So that's Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock, for the ladies from the New Lanta podcast, giving us the current insights of what's going on with the Atlanta Hawks making the playoffs, and also some cool things about Hawks basketball. So, ladies, you know, you guys are the host of the New Lanta podcast. This is the podcast where it's dedicated to all things Atlanta, entertainment, culture, anything. Just whoever wants to start first, just tell the listeners out there a little bit about what New Lanta is all about.
Millie, do you want to?
Okay. Well, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so New Lanta, we are telling the stories of everybody who is putting on for Atlanta. We interview entrepreneurs, artists, culture curators, vibe curators here in the city that are doing big things. For example, we were just talking to our girl Autumn Burnett, who is a personal trainer, you know, giving us those tips and tricks on fitness and whatnot. And we also talked to artists such as Alkibulan, who just released his song 750 Grams. But, yeah, we stay plugged into the city, so if you need to know what's going on, you definitely want to come to us. You know, we've been called the outside queens, so if you need to move outside, we got you.
Awesome, awesome. And but Bonnie, would you like to add anything else to that?
I mean, just reiterating what Millie said, we want to be the new of what's new in Atlanta. And we do interview dope artists, entrepreneurs, influencers, and we are everywhere in the city. So we do have a podcast, Smart Mouth, that you guys can check out. And then we do a show, a live show on Instagram every Monday, either at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. It varies, but, you know, you can follow newlanta_, so you can check us out every Monday. And we're going to be talking to somebody dope that, you know, is going to be dropping gems that you may need or that you can connect with. We also want to create an environment for networking, for people to connect with each other in Atlanta.
Awesome. And again, awesome. So again, tell everybody where they can find New Lanta on social media. Where can they find you, Bonnie, on social media? And Millie Rock, where they can find you on social media as well?
Yes, you guys can follow newlanta_ on Instagram. We are New Lanta on Facebook, New Lanta on YouTube. You can check out Smart Mouth. That's Smart Mouth with an S, MOUS, on Spotify, any podcast platform, Smart Mouth is on. And then, of course, you guys can follow me at The Bonnie Banks. That's T-H-E-E, Bonnie, like Bonnie and Clyde, Banks. And then I'll let Millie do her spill.
And I'm your girl, Millie Rock, on any block. You can follow me at Millie Rock 3. It's M-I-L-L-E-Y. R-O-C-K, and the number 3. And then make sure you also follow us on Twitter, at QTs, it's Q-T-S, and Cocktails on Twitter.
Great to hear. Now, as far as listening to the podcast or what Bonnie mentioned earlier about watching on Instagram every Monday nights, again, let the listeners know where they can listen on IG Live every Monday, as well as if they want to listen to the audio podcast, give the listeners that information as well.
Absolutely. You guys can listen to us every Monday, Cheese and Cocktails on at newlanta_ every Monday. And then our podcast is Smart Mouth, and that's on every podcast platform.
Awesome. And then one last time, any websites that you have, whether it be for New Lanta, Bonnie, if you have a website, Millie, any websites you want to promote, let the listeners know about that as well.
Yeah,
check out our website. It's www.newlantadrip.com. That's where we post all of our stories. We also have video clips and links to our podcast on there. So go ahead and subscribe to our website, which is www.newlantadrip.com.
Fair enough. Now, a couple of more questions before I let you ladies go. It's going to be some lighthearted questions. So I call it the Atlanta quiz. So I've got to ask you this.
Oh,
Usher or Lloyd?
Usher.
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 Really? Have you ever met Mr. Raymond before?
No, but I feel like it's coming soon. You know, I've seen that he's going to open up his residency in Las Vegas, so I'm really thinking if I want to go or not.
Okay. Sweet, sweet. All right. Jermaine Dupri or Dallas Austin?
I have to go with Jermaine. I have to go with Jermaine.
Sure. Jermaine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. TLC. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we love Dallas. Dallas Austin produced some great records for, Another Bad Creation and Monica and things of that nature. But JD, you know, he's been on point as well. So big ups to JD as well. All right, TLC or Escape.
Ooh. Oh man. Okay, I'm gonna say TLC because we're bumping No Scrub all Hot Girl Summer 2021, and that's all. Period.
Yes. Yeah, I got to agree with TLC on that one. That's a tough one, though.
Yeah.
All right, and then and you heard it from them. That's Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock from the New Lanta podcast. Check out their great podcasts, such as Smart Mouth on the audio platforms, and of course the New Lanta visual podcast every Monday night on Instagram Live, on IG Live, and Bonnie and Millie, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, any last words that you may have for the listeners out there, just whether it be related to the podcast or anything that's going on in the world, whatever you want to talk about, the floor is yours.
I just want to make sure I send out. Millie, go ahead.
Oh no, you got it, girl.
I just want to send out love to everyone. I know that we are entering like an awkward season of being able to go outside and still staying home and, you know, just readjusting to life. So I just want to send love and positive vibes out there. You know, enjoy, if you are a woman out there, enjoy a hot girl summer, but come get me later. And, you know, you can still be a city boy as well. And, of course, Atlanta's been open, so we love to see you guys in Atlanta. If you are in Atlanta, make sure you hit up the cuties on New Lanta and let us know. We can always hang out. You can come join us on a live or chat with us.
All right, Bonnie, anything you'd like to add?
All right, it's Millie. But thank you so much, Striving For It All, for having us, Ed. Really appreciate that. And, yeah, just as Bonnie said, go ahead and DM us if you want to come on our show, Cuties and Cocktails, every Monday on @NewLanta_, so you can just DM us there. Or if you want to be on Smart Mouth, also DM us there. We do have options for promotions available and all that good stuff. And make sure you go out and get your gas because it's going crazy out there. You know, love the West Side for holding it down out here. But, yeah, make sure you get your gas and stay safe out there.
You're absolutely right, man. The gas shortages have been something else as of late. And be very careful out there.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it from them. It's Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock from the New Lanta podcast, giving you all things what's going on in the city of Atlanta. Ladies, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the show. And if ever you want to come back on, you know, just feel free to let us know.
All right.
No,
thank you
so much.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Bye-bye.
Bogey keeps it alive. Back at mid-floor to Trae Young. Hachimura has him in a switch. Step back, top of the key for two.
Well, when you switch a big guy on Trae.
Hold on, Tony Snell.
What, again, Trae here goes into the bag of tricks.
He is a guy is not afraid to mix it up. Trae, nice pass. And he finds Capella for the jam.
Shot, and then he gets under the defense, get almost under the basket.
Westbrook, a 31% three-point shooter this year. Trae for three. Got it.
It doesn't.
Are you stuck on a nursing school wait list or lost in the process of transferring to another university? You don't have to be. At findnursingschools.com, we can help you get the ball rolling on getting into nursing school. If you have a non-nursing bachelor's degree or college credit, we can connect you with admissions representatives at accelerated nursing programs nationwide. Getting into nursing school doesn't have to be so hard. Search findnursingschools.com.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids, meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
Spring is here, and it's time to get your car in road trip shape. Let Walmart's Auto Care Centers do it for you. With over 2,500 Auto Care Centers open nationwide and certified technicians available 7 days a week, it's never been more convenient. And it's a great way to save. With tire balances starting at $12 per tire, oil changes starting at $19.88, and free battery installations with purchase. So visit your local Walmart Auto Care Center today or go to www.walmart.com/ACC to learn more.
Ese último McNugget me toca a mí porque soy la mayor.
¿Y eso qué tiene que ver?
Los mayores se respetan.
Eso no existe, ¿cierto, mamá?
Ya, quédense tranquilas. Aquí hay otra cajita de McNuggets.
Respeto, ¿viste?
No hay rivalidad cuando hay McNuggets, tío. Hay un deal para cada salida familiar en McDonald's. Compra uno de tus favoritos, como unos McNuggets de 10 piezas, una Big Mac, una Quarter Pounder with Cheese o un Filet Fish y te llevas otro por $1. Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. Válido para un producto de igual o menor valor.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids, meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids, meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids, meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information,
please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen. At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
Switching to Geico is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, Geico makes it easy to switch, and you can contact your local agent for personalized assistance.
But it's so easy that you might relax and just stop doing stuff. The dishes will pile up, the laundry will collect, and who will finish your Sudokus?
Well, if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds on car insurance, and you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might make you so pleased with yourself that you start wearing a lime green cowboy hat, and that's not a good look.
Well, they do have dedicated claims teams. Not to mention that Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
But if it's that easy, you might say things like, "I'm so cool." And yes, you are cool, but you don't have to say it.
Well, Geico is the second largest car insurer in the country and has been saving people money for over 75 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to Geico. It's obviously a good idea.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. If you miss the turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now, earn 5x rewards points on qualifying items every time you shop Bonds and Albertsons. Then, use your rewards points for groceries or fuel at participating Bonds, Chevron, and Texaco stations. Don't miss out. Shop Bonds and Albertsons for 5x more rewards points today. Maximum gas rewards at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Bonds stations in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. For complete details, go to bondsoralbertsons.com/rewards.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
I literally Googled best online life insurance. Ladder Life Insurance popped up.
Got an estimate, and I was like, wait, what?
It's like a third of my household's cell phone bill.
Congratulations, you have life insurance.
Get your peace of mind right there and then.
Here's how Ladder works. Answer a few quick questions and get your personalized quote. If you're eligible, Ladder will cover you with the tap of a button. It's that easy. Come see for yourself why customers love Ladder. Check your price now at ladderlife.com/life. Featuring real stories from real customers.
I literally Googled best online life insurance. Ladder Life Insurance popped up.
Got an estimate and I was like, wait, what?
It's like a third of my household's cell phone bill.
Congratulations, you have life insurance.
Get your peace of mind right there and then.
Here's how Ladder works. Answer a few quick questions and get your personalized quote. If you're eligible, Ladder will cover you with the tap of a button. It's that easy. Come see for yourself why customers love Ladder. Check your price now at ladderlife.com/life. Featuring real stories from real customers.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. A big special thank you to Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock, hosts of the New Lanta podcast. Those ladies were outstanding, just giving us the 411 on what's happening currently with Atlanta Hawks basketball and also everything happening with Atlanta culture. All right, before we get on out of here, let's give you the most important games of this week in the NBA. Of course, there's only 2 days left in the regular season, so it's going to be interesting how everything how everything transpires in terms of the playoff spots and especially in the play-in tournament in the Western Conference. But just be on the lookout for the Chicago Bulls going up against the Brooklyn Nets. That's going to be a great game. The Charlotte Hornets going up against the New York Knicks. The Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Indiana Pacers. Remember, if the Lakers want to get a playoff spot, they have to win out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They have to win out in order to get that playoff spot and avoid being in the play-in tournament. Also, some other games to watch out for. Of course, the Phoenix Suns and the San Antonio Spurs. Phoenix has got to win out if they want a chance to get that number one seed in the Western Conference. And then you have the Miami Heat going up against the Milwaukee Bucks. And then also some other games to watch out for coming up. The Charlotte Hornets going up against the Washington Wizards. The Indiana Pacers going up against the Toronto Raptors. Big game, again, with the Phoenix Suns going up against the San Antonio Spurs. The Memphis Grizzlies going up against the Golden State Warriors. Big game, Ja Morant going up against Steph Curry. But again, those two teams are going to be in the play-in tournament. It's just a matter of seeding and how that's going to come down. It's going to be an interesting game with the Grizz and with the Grizzlies and the Warriors. Also, the Houston Rockets going up against the Atlanta Hawks. Also, big game with the Los Angeles Clippers going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Denver Nuggets going up against the Portland Trail Blazers. Again, Portland has a chance to get that last playoff spot. Portland and the LA Lakers, they're chasing one another. We don't know what's what's going to happen with that. Again, Portland is in a situation where they have to win out. And then the Lakers are going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. Again, the Lakers, they're in a peculiar position. And again, they have to win out in order to possibly get that sixth spot, depending on what happens with Portland. So, again, those are the most important games as we wind down the NBA regular season and get ready for the play-in tournament. And then right after that, the start of the NBA playoffs. Man, what a fantastic season it's been. It's been a very condensed season. Again, not a full 82-game season. We got a 72-game season this year. But nevertheless, it's been outstanding. It's been a lot of fun. And you thought the regular season was outstanding? Man, the NBA playoffs are so much fun. It's never a dull moment, I'll tell you that. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of this week's At the Rim. A big special thank you again to Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock, the host of the New Atlanta podcast. Again, giving us the current insights of the Atlanta Hawks and how they've made the playoffs. And also check out their New Atlanta podcast. Check them out on Instagram, also Twitter, and various social media platforms. And until next week, I'm at the Rim. I'm Ed Robinson saying so long. We'll talk to you again next week right here on At the Rim. Take care.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Find inspiration in timeless stories of sacrifice and resilience. Find inspiration in little victories and Herculean tasks, in facing trying times together and overcoming the odds as one. The National World War II Museum in New Orleans is now open, so you can find inspiration in all of these places, and especially within yourself. Visit nationalww2museum.org for timed tickets and safety information.